Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Delaney Mears, heartbreaking to know that you're leaving us. What happened then? What was that?
Sarah.
She's sad. Sarah's crying.
Yeah. Normally I normally play a song when she cries every morning, but... oh, you're crying about that? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's not goodbye. It's just see you later.
Well, see you next week.
Cool quote. Cool quote. Delaney, let's just get down to it. Food.
Yes.
What are we going to do? Have you left us a menu? Have you left us like a food bag for the next 4 years? Or what?
I should have actually. Well, what I did is, you know, there'd been a bit of chat over the last few weeks about creme brulee, which I hear. Here's your favourite pudding. And because pudding for breakfast is pretty much the greatest thing of adulthood or / life, I think.
What are you saying, Delaney?
I've made creme brulee. And it's right here in front of me in studio.
And you've got a boyfriend, eh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay. I'm moving to Melbourne with him.
I was just trying to remember what the appropriate response would have been to you bringing creme brulees into the studio. Firstly.
Yep.
A round of applause.
Hey,
even though it's virtual, a round of applause.
Funnily enough, I think the listeners will appreciate that I couldn't find my blowtorch, which is pretty standard behaviour. Like, I'm always, you know, I'm like 99% of the way there.
I know, you came in, you were distraught.
And lo and behold, guess who carries a blowtorch in his backpack?
New Zealand's number one amateur pyrotechnician, along with a couple of... Along with a couple of pyrotechnics, which Tess couldn't believe I had in my bag, which is the. But I think
it was Mikey Havoc had a blowtorch in his bag. And
yeah,
I'm
banger.
Shocked.
Yeah,
and
it's a big banger. But you know what? Save the day for the creme brulee.
I'm shocked and surprised. So I'm just going to go ahead and blowtorch.
That was a very fortunate turn of events.
Okay. Blowtorch this creme brulee live.
Some people will be going, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
So creme brulee is basically a baked custard. You mix together egg yolks and cream. Egg yolks and cream.
Let's get this.
And vanilla.
It's
caramelizing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What you do, you make the basic, very basic custard. It's super easy and a bit of vanilla. And then you put your ramekins.
I've actually got some vanilla in my bag as well.
ramekins in a baking dish.
I've actually got a roasting dish.
Put your ramekins in it. Pour the custard into the ramekins.
When you say the custard?
Yeah, the stuff you've just made with the yolks and the cream and the vanilla. Oh, look at that go. Ooh, it's bubbling. You pour hot water into the baking dish, so the ramekins have sort of water.
What is
half
a ramekin?
This is in.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And
we call them pottles.
Until they still have a little bit of, what's the word?
Look at you go. Don't look away.
So you cook them for about half an hour, which I did last night after dinner. And then once they've got a jiggle, you put them in the fridge overnight. And then to serve them...
So once they've got a what?
Once they've got a jiggle. Oh,
okay, how do we define got a jiggle?
So after half an hour in the oven, the custard will be set. You'll know that it's set, but it has a jiggle. Like it has little squidge, kind of.
Someone's texted in, I'm a baked custard.
Right. Well...
Oh, well, should turn yourself into a brulee, man.
So, you leave them in the fridge overnight, and then when you're ready to serve, you sprinkle them in sugar, and you blow torch the top.
Which caramelises the sugar, makes a cool little, like a...
I might not have done enough on that one, but I'll just...
Here we go again. That's great.
Here we go again.
Look at this, everybody, on the radio.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Smell a radio.
I can smell sugar.
You know, I'll tell you what.
Oh.
That smells like... Don't ruin it. Don't burn it.
Got a little singe.
Tell you what, you're a woman of your word. For singe, months you've been talking up. On my last day, last day of creme brulee.
Last day of creme brulee. There it is.
What a stalker. Look at that.
Yeah, very, very easy is the upshot.
Well, then how come it's such a high-end dessert?
I don't know, actually.
Why is it? I mean, surely there should be one in every play lunch of every, you know?
I mean, it's egg yolks and sugar and cream. So
all readily available in retail stores.
Look at that singe. Maybe not something you want to eat every day.
Did that catch fire?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, what we don't want, Delaney, is some sort of noise. Like, people think it's a final call, but it would be a fire alarm.
That would be quite the... quite the finale. This one looks good. Okay, is everyone bored of us?
No, I'm not bored of it. I can do all the. I just said you wouldn't want. You wouldn't want to. This is why.
Why
chefs wear hairnets and stuff. Imagine if you dropped like a hair in there.
Yeah.
Like on top of it, you didn't notice. You looked away for a second. Dropped down. Oh.
What I think's happened is you're.
Delaney, the text message has come in. A chef once dunked a bucket of water on me. Chefs are cool like that, eh? For saying creme brulee was custard.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, chefs of New Zealand and listeners. It's a baked custard, isn't it? I'm sure I read
also,
that.
Someone else has said here, and that's right, I'm ready when I jiggle.
Good.
That's cool, actually.
That is good.
Okay, you're just using regular white sugar there. Just
So one recipe I read had a mixture of brown and white, but I went with just straight white.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
When you're desserting,
yes,
creme brulee is at the top of the. I mean, it's like I say, it's the cognac,
the king of puddings.
King of puddings. Jesus, that is a throne, isn't it?
Is it the king of puddings? I think so. I
believe so.
It's an absolute classic.
Creme brulee a day. That's what I'm my recommendation. I'm not a doctor, but creme brulee a day.
What keeps the doctor away?
Fireworks and creme brulees. Jesus.
It's a classic French. It's a classic.
You spoiled little shit, Mike. Hey.
It's a classic French dessert. You know, French cooking, French cuisine, and
From France.
Yeah. And for a long time, I think that was French cuisine was heralded as like the ultimate. And a lot of fine dining chefs still, you know, hold French cuisine as like.
I was actually reading about Julia Child.
Ah.
Her the way she ushered French cuisine into the modern American
kitchen.
Sausages and
mastering the art of French cooking.
Devil eggs.
And so it's one of those absolute classics. It's like a bistro classic dessert. And yeah, I mean, for a long time you'd see them on almost every menu.
We were talking that casseroles were a classic dessert, a classic meal.
Yeah.
Would you, if you had to get rid of one, would you get rid of the slow cook hot pot crock pot casserole or the high end dessert creme brulee?
That's a really tough question because
there's no question.
Surely you can do more with a slow pot cook.
Get out. Go for 5 minutes, Tess.
The problem there is it like is that all I can eat for the rest of my life? Because
yes.
Creme brulee, I reckon you'd be gone in a week.
Yeah, but what a week.
Do you think you'd still love creme brulee as much as you do if you had it every day? I don't think so.
If I had it every day?
Yeah, I don't think so.
They say... Now, I'm nearly done here with the actual bruleeing here.
Someone's texted in here, word of the day has to be squidge. Did you use the word squidge?
Yeah, I think I did say squidge, yep.
Okay, yep. What's a squidge?
You know, it's like a texture and a feeling. Tess is getting nervous that flames are coming. Now, the key to a creme brulee, now that we've bruleed them all and they've got their lovely golden caramelised browned topping, is...
A theme. We need a theme music for it.
Is when you get them to your table, is the crack. That's the beauty of it. So you crack it with your teaspoon and you crack it and then you get this luxurious, like, sort of custard-like thing underneath, but it's set. And it's just a real joy.
Okay, what we're going to do now? Let's get you taking photos of them. That's so cuisine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, so modern cuisine. Make sure it's all documented. I had this wonderful lunch. Did you? Have you got a photo? No, but it was really yummy. No, I don't believe it.
So that one there, I think.
Oh, Delaney.
That's yours, Mikey.
May I?
Crack into
it. I'm really exposing a vulnerability here, aren't I? Okay, we go.
Great radio.
Delaney Mears, thank you so much. She's brought in three creme brulees. She made them herself.
These are for you guys.
She made them. She took time out of her busy day preparing to head overseas. Okay, here we go. Can you stop bruleeing for a second? I'll just crack this one too.
Sure.
Here's to you, Delaney.
Oh.
Oh yeah, you feel that?
So good.
Ooh, it's like a good suntan. Woo. That's beautiful.
Oh.
Wow.
There we go. So,
okay, for people out there that don't have a brulee in their hands, any more food recommendations for today?
What are we? What day is it? What month is it? It's winter.
Let's stop. Let's start looking. We had the shortest day yet?
Not yet.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's like a baby. It's like the sound of a baby bird, isn't it? Just entering the world. Oh, fantastic.
So good.
That's a great brulee. That's a great brulee.
Thank you. Thank you. I would encourage...
Great photo of the brulees as well.
I would yeah, that's on my Instagram, at Delaney Mez, one word. We were just talking about shameless plugs. But honestly, you can follow, you know, me on Instagram now that I'm not going to be on the radio every week. But other food recommendations. You know how the other day it was that really grey, cold, like super depressing Auckland day? It was like...
Maybe for you. Yeah, no.
It was like, you know, that epitome of like, this is just like bleak winter. It rains on
wet,
and off.
Wet, cold. Yeah. The sun
really
didn't come
great
up.
Really great sun. No sun.
Yeah, or it was a lot of cars swimming.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, cooking really does make you feel better in those situations. It keeps you warm because you've got the heat of the actual cooking.
Sure.
So you're up and about doing something and then you've got something delicious at the end of it. And so I just wanted to remind everyone of that, to cook their way through the sad grey days.
Cook your way through the pain.
Of Auckland rainy weather.
Hold on. How's your brulee there, Tess?
It's really good.
First week in the new job and you're already at the high-end desserts.
I don't know what else to say other than it's beautiful.
I'll tell you what you should say. You should go, let's go, hey, you, hey, you got Jogo. Boom.
Oh, I don't want to do that. That's mean.
I know, but yeah.
So, listen to that crack.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'd encourage you to give brulee a go. It's so easy. It's literally just heat and cream.
It's a really great way to meet people.
Yeah.
It's a and you know, it's if you're you play social volleyball, or perhaps maybe you're a you're an extreme sports enthusiast, maybe into maybe model making, or just some competition board gamer. So however you spend your spare time, you can only make it better by furnishing yourself with a creme brulee.
Can I say something about this delicious creme brulee?
You
see, because she's just blowtorched it right in front of us.
Just right there.
The, dare I say, custard underneath is warm, which is delicious.
That's right. It's like it's alive.
You don't get that when they've taken the time, you know, to bring it to the table and it's like sat there for like maybe 10 minutes.
So, and sometimes they do. Sometimes they'll come to the table and they, it's like those when you have a hot, when you have a hot stone, when it's like a steak cooked on a hot stone.
Oh god!
And people haven't read the menu properly, and the waiter will come out and go, okay, yeah, shame it out.
I watched someone hot stone a chicken breast at a pub once, and I was like, someone has made so much money off these goddamn hot stones at pubs everywhere.
They do that. They do the sizzling plate at the food court.
And
that,
and the sizzling plate coming to your table hot is different to cooking your own meat on hot stone.
Yeah,
at the
bar. Cooking your own meat where there's is there actually even a chef in your kitchen?
So gimmicky.
It's just a whole bunch of prepared stuff you're microwaving.
But yeah,
the
sizzling hot plate at
I'm into it.
Yeah, like I'm it. Super into it. Delicious.
Can I just say, how does it not stick?
I don't know. Probably oil.
These are the questions. These are the questions for you, Delaney.
Yeah, probably oil. But there's a lot to be said for that. You know, you get the smoke and the heat and the smell, like that just, you know, super intensifies the
You've got number
experience.
One go-to hot stone, hot skillet place that you go to?
Hot. Well, yeah, I reckon the last time I had it was Canton Cafe, maybe. Sizzling hot plate.
Oh, really? Do they
maybe?
Do that there?
I'm pretty sure there was one on the menu. But last
Zap
time
lie?
We...
Zap
people
lie?
Still steamboating?
Yeah. Hot pot? Hot pot's massive overseas.
If you didn't know we're talking about food, you'd be wondering, eh?
Yeah.
Hot pot's what?
Hot pot's really big overseas. Yeah, there's lots
What's
of really
the difference
good...
between steamboat and hot pot, like...
Oh, look, I'm out of my area of expertise here.
Really?
It's the, you know, the ones with the broth, the bubbling broth, and then you cook the stuff in it, and then, yeah, like Korean barbecue, which is something different.
Mongolian barbecue still popular?
Yeah, Genghis. Woo!
Any other ethnic barbecues that are sort of starting to come into the spotlight? No?
Not that I can think of.
Just reading here, creme brulee, you can hardly beat... listen to this. You can hardly beat a classic creme brulee during the summer. It's creamy, elegant, refreshing. Creamy, elegant and refreshing is what it is, you know?
It's true.
I'm trying to find the guy
it's
from
League... definitely creamy and elegant.
Those of you that are fans of The League of Gentlemen, the greatest TV show we've ever written, will know about creme brulee. I can't find the song, unfortunately. But it's the name of the guy's band. Yeah.
That's true.
You do that, you know what I'm saying? Then they don't pick him up for the thing. Yeah, creme brulee. Oh, yeah, a little more. Sometimes I'm the guy from the creme brulee band, actually.
Another thing about creme brulee, while we're still talking about them, is that if you are hosting a dinner party, which I would encourage you all to do this winter. It's a, you know, great time. Is that you can make these in advance and refrigerate them for up to 2 days and then just serve them, you know, and then do the brulee bit. Which, if you don't have a blowtorch, which I'd obviously lost mine, Mikey had one on hand, amazingly. if you don't have a blowtorch, you can just grill them in your oven with the sugar on top and that'll just caramelise. You don't maybe... Yeah, really, really high at the top under a hot grill, and that'll just bubble and burn the sugar and you hopefully get that crack. But that is the thing with dinner parties, is having stuff ready to go so that you're not stuck preparing in the kitchen the whole time, so that you can just sit back with your mulled wine and have a, you know, debate about gender equality or something.
What's before you go, Delaney, you introduce an interesting topic here, hosting a dinner party.
Yeah.
I mean, that just seems to me, my attention span's not ideal for that, cooking, basically, as we've discussed in the past. But so, I mean, can you give us a couple of hints? Can you run us a couple of hot tips to run a kick-ass 2018 dinner party?
Funnily enough, a few years ago, I ran a business throwing dinner parties for people. And, you know, I learned a lot.
Are people like when you go, oh, hang on, you paid for someone to throw this dinner party for us. Mm. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that sort of a dinner party prostituting thing?
No, it was more...
I don't know, it's a service.
Catering, but, you know.
Catering, yeah, I guess more like catering.
But it was, anyway. So a few tips. I used to put heaps of effort into dessert because I love desserts. And what you realise quite quickly is that by the time everyone's sat through an entree and a main and they've had a few drinks and they're all chatting and having a good time, people kind of don't really care that much about dessert. Like, there'll always be a few diehards who love dessert, but
maybe serve dessert first.
No, well, I mean, yeah, do that. Or put your effort into, I used to think, wow people up front. So do like quite a fancy entree if you want to do like a bit of a wow thing. So I would always have like a little nibbly canapé thing ready, something super easy that you can assemble while people are arriving. It's always nice to do a nice cocktail, like one at the beginning. Again, just a bit of preparation.
Shots?
Yes.
Shakers?
Tequila shot on entry. Why not get the party started? And then fancy plated entree and do a cold entree. So something like smoked salmon or smoked fish or, you know, you could do like seared beef or something that's like pre-done, that's quite simple, and it's just a matter of like a little thing on a plate and then the topping and then a garnish. And people are like, wow. Now with the main...
Okay, good. You may.
I often serve slow-cooked lamb, which we've talked about.
Slam.
Because slow-cooked meat is super impressive and it's delicious and you just
People
leave
can't
it,
stop talking about it.
You leave it in the oven.
Great for the ego.
Yeah, great for the ego. That's the whole point of throwing dinner parties, isn't it? Just, you know, make yourself feel good. What?
Do you do like a troubleshooting list beforehand?
If I'm doing them for...
Any sort of event that I'm organising with more than three people, I try and organise troubleshooting bullet points beforehand.
Definitely have a list.
Things that could really go wrong badly.
And if your attention span is low, then just smatter out what you can do in the couple of days beforehand.
Just smatter it out.
You know? So make your creme brulees a couple of days in advance and keep them in the fridge ready to go.
What happens if someone comes and goes, oh, there's some creme brulees in the fridge. Boom, boom.
Then you're going to have to make more.
Oh, yeah.
And that's life.
Make some... and hide them.
Yep.
You should always have a good stash of food hidden.
Yeah, definitely. In your bunker.
Yeah, I was going to say, in case of a civil emergency.
Yeah, definitely. So slow meat and just a couple of big vegetable-filled salads is a great way, you know, family style, so people dish it up themselves, so you don't need to fancily plate up a main course.
Delaney, it's time for you to go now.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you very much. We love you we love you so much. And thank you so much for bringing the creme brulee this morning.
Thanks for having me. It's been so great.
I want you just to shout out. You've got 3 seconds when I say go to shout out for one vegetable and to big up one vegetable before you go.
New season asparagus.
She said it. New season asparagus. Thank you, Delaney. Have a great time overseas.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.